begin or there is Aarati? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Thank you. ब्राजाचार्य सतर सदस्यमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुवाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। नवाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप धाम की जय। नवमी तो भक्तविंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glory to the assembled world. Thank you very much.
Platform, the hellish platform, that one is denizen of the lower planets, in any condition of life, if one simply remembers the lotus-eyed one, or Vishnu, Krishna, then one becomes purified, or Suchi, internally or externally, So this mantra is enjoining that you simply remember the lotus-eyed one. Simply remember Vishnu, and we can become purified, we can become Suchi. So this process of Krishna consciousness is that purification process. This process is that process whereby we can remember that little side one, whereby we can become Krishna conscious. We can become conscious of that little side one. We can remember that little side one 24 hours a day. We are trying to expend all of our energies to become Krishna conscious. So this initiation process is the beginning of that process to become purified, to begin to remember God, to remember Krishna, Vishnu. So this Krishna consciousness, this initiation process is the initial step. And then after this initial step, then there is another step, the second initiation. One receives second initiation. After one is serious in this Krishna consciousness process, one is becoming a little purified. So the second initiation is given. And then this means that the individual is becoming first-class man. He's becoming purified. He's living up to human standard. The human platform, this human form of life, is simply meant for cultivating Krishna consciousness. It's simply meant for purification. So in this day and age, there's no qualification, no birthright qualification for achieving this platform of life, for becoming first-class man. The fifth-class man can become first-class man. And if the first-class man does not take up this Krishna consciousness, then he becomes fifth-class man. So there are so many fifth-class men that there's a practical example. There are so many fifth-class men and women who are becoming first-class simply by execution of this Krishna consciousness. So here we have a very nice example. In this day and age, practically the whole world, the whole population of this earthly planet is fifth-class man. So simply by initiating this process and executing Krishna consciousness, cultivating remembrance of the lotus-eyed one, Vishnu, and one becomes purified up to the platform of first-class man. And this is for the benefit of all humanity. This is not simply benefiting all humanity, it's benefiting all living entities everywhere, on all planets. So this is the real welfare work. This work is being done for the welfare of everyone. So simply, we have to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. This is the first. This is the first step in Krishna consciousness, is to first accept the spiritual master and then become initiated by the spiritual master. This is the first and the second step, the first injunction that is given. So this is being performed at this time. This acceptance of the spiritual master means to accept and to serve faithfully throughout one's life the spiritual master, to never deviate from complete acceptance of the spiritual master. One should not think otherwise. Krishna is always protecting the devotee. In this particular instance, we can see that Krishna, Lord Narasimha, comes and bifurcates the demon, Hiranyakasipu, and he is always protecting his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, simply by remembering, there again, simply by remembering the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj is always remembering Vishnu, Krishna. So, blaspheming the Lord's devotee, the only way one can be forgiven of this heinous offense is by the pure devotee of the Lord himself. Considering the Lord and the demigods on the same level,
in the Shastra it is said that if you commit some offense to Krishna, he excuses. But if you commit offense to his devotee, he never excuses. Personal offense to Krishna can be excused by Krishna. He is so merciful that the Durbhasa Muni, he offended Maharaj Ambarish, and he went up. He was so powerful that he went to Vishnu Loka to see Vishnu for being protected, because the Sudarshan Chakra was after him. So Krishna, Vishnu said, oh, this is beyond my power. I cannot excuse it. Yes. You have to go to Ambarish Maharaj and ask his pardon. Otherwise, there is no excuse. So that Dudbhadramani has a great yogi and Brahmin, and he was very proud. So he came back and fell down on the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Then he was excused. Yes. Ambarish Maharaj was Kshatriya, a king. He was neither yogi, but he was a great devotee. So this yogi, Dudbhadramani, he wanted to supersede him. That he is an ordinary Kshatriya king, and because he is advertised that he is a devotee, I shall teach him some lesson. That was the quarrel between the... The king was very nice. He never picked up quarrel. But this old man picked up quarrel and he was chastised by Vishnu, like that. Yes. Go on.
Considering the Lord and the demigods on the same level, or to understand that there are many gods, there is only one God.
This is a misconception that especially in your country, in the Western countries, it is advertised that the Hindus have many gods. Only Hindu. We are not concerned with Hindu-Muslim. We are concerned with Krishna. So, actually, in the Vedas, accepted one God, Eka Brahma, Ditya Nasti. There is no second. God cannot be two. God is one. It is misconception there are many gods. There are Mayavadi philosophers. They say that you worship any demigod. It is the same thing. They misinterpret the Bhagavad Gita slok, Ji Jathamang Prapadant. You can worship me in any way. The Mahabadi philosopher, there is a great missionary activities in India. They have got their branch here also. They propagate that you may worship any demigod, goddess Kali or this or that. Everything is all right. No, God is one, and that is Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Iti Changsukala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan. Even incarnation of God, they are part and parcel. They are bigger part. Just like we are living entities, we are also part and parcel. Vishnu Tattva, they are also part and parcel. But nobody can excel Krishna. Krishna is the Bhagavan. That is the body. Ishara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. There are so many evidences. Krishna is the Supreme. And Krishna himself says, Matta Paratara Nasti. There is no more superior than me in the Bhagavad Gita. So God is one and that is Krishna. One.
Neglecting the orders of the spiritual master. At first, we must accept the spiritual master, and then we must become initiated by the spiritual master. So to neglect the orders of the spiritual master.
Unless one is prepared that I am accepting somebody as my spiritual master, I must accept whatever he says. If there is any doubt that I cannot accept his words, bhairavitam, then one should not accept him as spiritual master. That is hypocrisy. One must be first of all convinced. Therefore it is the duty of the spiritual master and the disciple to associate, that is the injunction of Sanatana Goswami, for some time. And both of them should study. The disciple should study whether I can accept this saintly person as my spiritual master. And spiritual master also will see whether I can accept this boy, this person as my disciple. That is the way. But sometimes the time is reduced. That doesn't matter. But the principle is this, that before accepting a spiritual master, you can examine him, you can scrutinize him, but not after him, after accepting, just like Arjun. Arjun was talking with Krishna just like friend, on equal level. But when he saw that the solution is not yet done, then he surrendered unto him. Sishyastiyam, Shadimang Prapannam. So after accepting his spiritual master, there was no talking on the equal level. But the point where he could not understand, he put some question. Just like when he was teaching him about the yoga system. So, the yoga system is controlling the mind. So, Krishna, Arjun flatly said, my dear Krishna, it is very difficult for me. Chanchala himmana Krishna pramathi balabhadra. Oh, it is not possible. You are teaching me this Hatha Yoga system by exercising, controlling the mind. It is not possible for me. So that was not an important thing to practice yoga. One who practices this Krishna consciousness yoga, then Krishna assured him, it doesn't matter. You practice, if you like, you can practice. But real yogi is he explained. Yogi nama pi sarvesa madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati juma sami juktatamu. John, that's all right. If you cannot practice this yoga system, there is no harm. But the first class yogi is he who is always keeping me in his heart, thinking of Krishna, his first time. That is bhakti.
Interpreting the holy, minimizing the authority of the scriptures or Vedas.
Yeah.
The authority of the scriptures or Vedas are also absolute. This is the literary incarnation of the Lord. The scriptures are the literary incarnation of the Lord.
The example is the same, just like the consul. And the Vedic injunction is that you should not touch dead animal's bone. If you touch, you become impure. But Veda says the consul is pure. So that is being practically observed. We followers of Vedic injunction, we are using consul in the deity room. Because Veda says it is pure. You cannot argue. Oh, you unpleasant, you said that the bone is impure. Oh, here I can show you the book, you have said like that. Oh, that nonsense you will not do. Whatever he said is hard. You have to accept that. Even it is contradicted, you have to accept. Oh, that is called no interpretation. That is wanted. There is meaning, but through your brain, at the present moment, you cannot understand. That is another thing. But you cannot say like that, oh, one place you have said bone of an animal is impure, and now you are saying the consul is pure. It is contradictory. So that will not do. Therefore, it is said, you cannot interpret in that way. That is offense. Then you will not be able to make progress. Yes.
Yeah. The next is interpreting the holy name of God. This holy name of God, Krishna, his name is absolute. Krishna is the same as his name, his form, his pastimes, his paraphernalia. And so therefore, this holy name of God has the same potency Krishna himself, and it says in the Narada Pancharatra that God is dancing on the tongue. If we just chant, sing this name Krishna, then Krishna is dancing on the tongue. So one cannot interpret the holy name of God. Committing sin on the strength of chanting, chanting of Hare Krishna wipes away the reaction of past sinful activities and destroys all of the effects of impious activities. So if one commits sin on the strength of such chanting, if one commits some impious activity and thinks, oh yes, simply by chanting, then the bad effects will be wiped away, that this will be nullified. No, this is not bona fide. This is a great offense. Simply, we must commit no sin. We must chant, and we must become purified. The idea is to become purified, not to become contaminated and remain in a contaminated situation. Instructing the glories of the Lord's name to the unfaithful. One must try and discriminate between four classes of person: the supreme person, the devotees, innocent, and the demons. One does not instruct the glories of the Lord's name to the unfaithful, to the demons. The demons are for avoiding. And in another age, the demons are for killing. But in this age, the 99% of the population are demons. So it's not possible
if we kill them, then there will be no population. There will be nobody to pay tax. Yeah.
So
go on.
As much as possible, we must try and instruct the innocent and remain aloof from the demons. Comparing the holy name with material piety, this holy name is the same as the Lord himself. Simply by vibration of his transcendental sound, Krishna, this is elevating one to the platform of pure association with the Lord. So this is not to be confused with material piety. This is simply because it may have some effect of wiping away the past sinful reactions.
Actual aim of spiritual life, to come to the stage of loving God. That is real spiritual. If one wants to take to spiritual life for some other gain, that is not, that is offense. I will chant Hare Krishna mantra, so my income is now $1,000, it will be $3,000. Not like that. It may be reduced sometimes. Just like our Dayananda is. His income is now reduced by chanting Hare Krishna. But he is not giving up. That is wanted, you see. Sometimes it is found that incidents you will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, sometimes people do not come to worship. Because generally they say the Vishnu worship, Vaishnavas, they are generally poor. So I don't want to be poor. Yes. I was thinking like that. When my Guru Maharaj ordered me, and I was manager in Bose's laboratory, so he ordered me, sir, I thought, oh, I cannot do this. I cannot accept this and that. But he was so kind, and he is so kind still, then he forced me that you must do it. pulling my ear, he brought me to this line. In the beginning, I was not willing. So it is a causeless mercy upon me, and that I can understand now. I can understand now how much I have been relieved by accepting this life. So sometimes we find that our income is reduced. There is a story That's very interesting that one doctor, medical man, came to a gentleman's house, and there are two patients, the lady, the wife of that gentleman, and the maid servant. So the doctor examined and informed to the proprietor that your wife's fever is only 100. That does not worry, but your maid servant's fever is 104. She has to be taken a little care of. So when the wife heard, she so we want like that. This material civilization is like that, to increase the temperature to 108 and then atom bomb. What? That is going on. We should not, javadattham prayajanam, we should not try for increasing simply the material comforts. No, that is not our business. That is 108 degree, then death. But javadattham ninnam, as far as we want, we must take. That much, not more than that. Tena tattena bhunjita, the same verse. Tena tattena bhunjita. Whatever prasadam you are offered by the grace of the Lord, you accept. Don't take anything more. That is our motto. Go on.
To become inattentive while chanting the holy name, one must remain attentive.
Yes, this is very important. When you chant, you will hear also. Then your attention will be there. And you are chanting and you are thinking something else, that is also another offense. You should look at Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If you cannot hear, then you will chant loudly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You must hear. That is one. Otherwise you will be inattentive. That is offense. Go on.
Attachment to material things in spite of chanting the holy name.
Yes. That attachment means by chanting holy name we are to decrease the fever. But if we increase the fever, attachment, material attachment means increasing the fever. And we are trying to detach from this because our conditioned life is continuing because we are so much attached to the materialistic way of life. So by the by, as we chant, we shall try ourselves. That means simple life. Unnecessarily we should not increase our demands of life. But then it will be nice. Go on. Finish. I'll give you. So, Dr. Rao, your spiritual name is Ramananda. Yes. This Ramananda, you are also Rai, Ramananda Rai, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya and governor of Madras. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up a very important person, the six Goswamis, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, like that, 8 or 10 direct disciples. And later on, they preached the whole thing. in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, Jad Jadacharati Sreshtha, Itarasad Anubhartati. If a Sreshtha, if an important man acts in some way, others follow. That is natural. So, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, we are meeting, and you have got responsibility because You came here to take your doctorate degree. That's very nice. When one of my godbrother went to England during my Guru Maharaj's time, so Lady Wellington, she challenged that godbrother that your men from India, they come here and we give them some degree and they become big men there. So what you have got to teach us, that was a challenge. Yeah. Actually, that has become the mentality of Indians at the present moment, that one has to go to the foreign countries, take some technological degree and then impart the knowledge in India, then we become big. And let us sacrifice our old culture. That is the mentality now. So your example, you have got by the grace of Lord some foreign degrees. If you present this Krishna consciousness movement in India, many persons will follow. So you think in that way and try to understand our philosophy. You are a very nice boy. And India's condition is not very satisfactory at the present moment. They are misled. So I came here with that purpose also, that in this moment I cannot start, they will not accept. But if I go to America, if the Americans accept and they preach, then they will accept. So that position has somehow or other come. So you together, it is not meant for either for American and Indian, it is meant for the whole human society. They are suffering grievously for want of this consciousness. So every one of us has got a great duty to broadcast this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Bhagavad Gita, our Krishna consciousness movement is based on Bhagavad Gita. It is very widely read all over the world. Simply, the rascals, they have misinterpreted. Now we have to give the right interpretation and present what is Krishna consciousness. That is our duty. So I know that he will soon return to India. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna is giving you a great responsibility. Try to serve them to your best capacity. Thank you. So this is your chant. Hare Krishna. So, next, what is your name? Jajin. So your spiritual name is Gunamai. Gunamai, Devi Jisa Gunamai. Gunamai is the name of the energy of Lord. Oman is the energy of man. Similarly, we are all energies. A man works very hard, being energized by his wife or mother. That is the history of the whole world. Any big man, behind that big man is a woman. Either mother or wife, especially. You have heard the name of Vidyasagar Pandit. The background was his mother, Gandhi. The background was his mother. Now this Lord Wellington, the background was his wife. So woman has got a very responsible duty to energize man with Krishna consciousness. So you are a young girl, I am very happy that you have come to this. Try to execute this energy. That will be your duty. You know what are the restrictions? Thank you. So take care. So what is your name? Now I ask this. What is your name? Georgina? No. What is your spiritual name? Immediately forgot? Gunamai. Gunamai. Devi Jesa Gunamai Mama Maya Gurutta. Gunamai means qualities, full of qualities. So this material nature is has got three qualities. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamo. This is also Gunamai. And the spiritual nature also got three qualities. Sandhini, Sambhid, and what is it called, other? Alladini. Yes. Sandhini, Sambhid, and Alladini. So both of them are Gunamai. The spiritual nature is horrible for the conditioned soul, but she is not horrible for Krishna, because Krishna says, Mama Maya, Devi Jisa Gunamai Mama Maya. So everyone, Krishna's, related with Krishna, is not, he or she is not horrible. Just like a police department is horrible for the criminals and not for the president. The president is not afraid of the police department because the police department is under his control. Similarly, this material nature with three qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, it is horrible for the conditioned soul. Therefore, if anyone surrenders to Krishna, māmevaja prapadyante, māyā metāṁ taranti. Immediately, he overcomes the horrible feature of this material nature. Otherwise, if one does not come to Krishna consciousness, if one does not surrender to Krishna, this material nature is horrible. So therefore, in both ways, the spiritual nature or the material nature, they are gunamai. And the difference is that when one is conditioned, he is under the material nature gunamai, and when he is liberated, he is under the spiritual nature gunamai. But both of them are gunamai. So, your name is Holly? Yes. So, your spiritual name is Hera Panchami. Hera Panchami is the auspicious energy of Jagannath Swami. Yes. So you worship Jagannath Swami very nicely. So now I can. There is no Dakshina? Gift?
Yes. We have the touch.
Hare Krishna. So, who will keep this? English? Now, perform the yoga and let us finish. Jaggai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hi Sumedas. The real Jagga is Hare Krishna Mantra. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare see me tomorrow morning.
Yes, Prabhupada, I think so.
Tadarpanamajanam mahadava almirpapanam Sayakkai yuvacham like this. That's the one. What is the length and breadth? All? A 3 feet long and wide? 20 feet. Oh, that's not less. This is 29.
Sajivam,
Sajivam,
Sa,
Sa,
Deitam, Chaitanya
Krishna,
Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Chaitanya,
Devam,
Devam,
Shri,
Shri,
Radha,
Radha,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Radhan,
Radhan,
Sagana,
Sagana,
Lalita,
Lalita,
Shri,
Shri,
Sakha,
Sakha,
Tanscha,
Tanscha,
Saha,
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 Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Vedanta,
Vedanta,
Samin,
Samin,
Iti,
Iti,
Namni,
Namni,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Sarasati,
Sarasati,
Devi,
Devi,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Charani,
Charani,
Nirvisesha,
Nirvisesha,
Sunyavadi,
Sunyavadi,
Niskatya,
Niskatya,
Desatarani,
Desatarani,
Saha,
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 Saha, Bhakti,
Siddhanta,
Saraswati,
Iti,
Namni, Shri, Varsha, Bhanami,
Devi,
Dai,
Daya,
Pipa,
Pipa,
Dai,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Samvandha,
Vijnana,
Vijnana,
Daini,
Daini,
Ravi,
Ravi,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Madhuja,
Madhuja,
Ujjala,
Ujjala,
Ramaja,
Shri,
Vanuga,
Vanuga,
Duja,
Duja,
Bhaktida,
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 Shri,
Shri,
Gora,
Gora,
Karuna,
Karuna,
Shakti,
Shakti,
Grahaya,
Grahaya,
Namo,
Namo,
Tate,
Tate,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Gora,
Gora,
Vani,
Vani,
Shri,
Shri,
Murte,
Murte,
Dina,
Dina,
Tarni,
Tarni,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Nuga,
Nuga,
Viruja,
Viruja,
Appa,
Appa,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Devanta,
Devanta,
Harini,
Harini,
Saha,
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 Namo,
Namo,
Gora,
Gora,
Isaraya,
Isaraya,
Saksha,
Saksha,
Ragya,
Ragya,
Murte,
Murte,
Vipra,
Vipra,
Ambra,
Ambra,
Sambodhi,
Sambodhi,
Padam,
Padam,
Ujaya,
Ujaya,
Te,
Te,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Saha,
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 Namo,
Namo,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Dinadaya,
Dinadaya,
Sachira,
Sachira,
Nanda,
Nanda,
Namni,
Namni,
Gora,
Gora,
Shakti,
Shakti,
Saru,
Maya,
Maya,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Nuga,
Nuga,
Variety,
Variety,
Saha,
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 Gora,
Gora,
Abir,
Abir,
Baba,
Baba,
Bome,
Bome,
Stam,
Stam,
Videscha,
Videscha,
Sajjana,
Sajjana,
Priye,
Priye,
Vaishnava,
Vaishnava,
Sarva,
Sarva,
Bome,
Bome,
Shri,
Shri,
Jaga,
Jaga,
Nataya,
Nataya,
Te,
Te,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Saha,
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 Vancha,
Vancha,
Kalpa,
Kalpa,
Dhru,
Dhru,
Vascha,
Vascha,
Kripa,
Kripa,
Sindhu,
Sindhu,
Paye,
Paye,
Vacha,
Vacha,
Pati,
Pati,
Dhanam,
Bhava,
Bhava, Nibhyo,
Nibhyo,
Vaishna,
Vaishna,
Nibhyo,
Nibhyo,
Namo,
Namo,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Saha,
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 Namo,
Namo,
Maha,
Maha,
Varanaya,
Varanaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Prema,
Prema,
Dayate,
Dayate,
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Namni,
Namni,
Gore,
Se,
Se,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Saha,
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 Saha, Tatya,
Tatya,
Atmakam,
Atmakam,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Bhakta,
Bhakta,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Sarupakam,
Sarupakam,
Bhakta,
Bhakta,
Avataram,
Avataram,
Namami,
Namani,
Bhakta,
Bhakta,
Shaktikam,
Shaktikam,
Saha,
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 Hey,
Hey,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Karuna,
Karuna,
Sindhu,
Sindhu,
Dina,
Dina,
Bandhu,
Bandhu,
Jagat,
Jagat,
Nade,
Gopisa,
Gopisa,
Gopika,
Gopika,
Kanta,
Kanta,
Radha,
Radha,
Kanta,
Kanta,
Namo,
Namo,
Dute,
Dute,
Saha,
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 Jayatam,
Jayatam,
Suruto,
Suruto,
Banga,
Banga,
Mama,
Mama,
Manda,
Manda,
Mati,
Mati,
Kriti,
Kriti,
Matsa,
Matsa,
Manaswa,
Manaswa,
Param,
Param,
Bojo,
Bojo,
Radha,
Radha,
Marana,
Marana,
Mono,
Mono,
Saha,
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 Divya,
Divya,
Pranya,
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 Kalpa,
Kalpa,
Brahmanha,
Brahmanha,
Shriman,
Shriman,
Ratna,
Ratna,
Karasima,
Karasima,
Sinisto,
Sinisto,
Shishi,
Shishi,
Radha,
Radha,
Shila,
Shila,
Govinda,
Govinda,
Vibho,
Vibho,
Krista,
Krista,
Vivi,
Devi,
Sevya,
Sevya,
Mano,
Mano,
Smarami,
Smarami,
Saha,
Saha,
Panchi,
Pritha,
Pritha,
Chitaha,
Chitaha,
Karshan,
Karshan,
Venu,
Venu,
Vanai,
Vanai,
Gopi,
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 Nata,
Nata,
Shia,
Shia,
Astu,
Astu,
Na,
Na,
Saha,
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 Tapta,
Tapta,
Panchana,
Panchana,
Gurange,
Gurange,
Radhe,
Radhe,
Vinda,
Vinda,
Vane,
Vane,
Sri,
Sri,
Rika,
Rika,
Manu,
Manu,
Te,
Sri,
Devi,
Devi,
Vrina,
Vrina,
Vani,
Vani,
Sri,
Sri,
Priye,
Priye,
Saha,
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 Hare,
Hare,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare,
Hare,
Krishna,
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 Hare,
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 Rama,
Rama,
Hare,
Hare,
Rama,
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 Hare,
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 Hare.
Thank you.
Paramahansa Paribhraja Gacharya Astratara Sadasamad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Binda ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Sam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Navadvip Dham ki jai. Samaveda Bhakta Binda ki jai. All glories to the Asmal Devotee. All glories to the Asmal Devotee. All glories to the Asmal Devotee.